VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Yes, it's you we want to talk to. Go ahead, pick up the phone, dial us now, 888-RADIO-30, once again, 888-723-4630.
So my issue, after you put down my secret garden...
Did I put it down?
...was that I'm looking for a potting table.
A potting table.
Yeah.
And a landscaper.
I have a lot of... I might as well just forget this.
No, you're doing fine.
Okay, so I put in potting bench in search in eBay. You put in potting bench, you get 640 results.
Right.
If you put in potting table... You get 306 results. So what is a person who is selling, pretend you were selling a potting table.
Right.
What would you do to figure out keywords?
I'd say potting table bench.
You would have known to say both of those?
Yeah.
So if you put in potting...
Some people are doing that. So I got 300 listings with potting table. And all of these, most of these say potting table and bench as well.
But if you put in potting bench only, you get 640.
Well, that's because...
Very confusing.
Yeah, well, there it's...
There you have it.
Yeah. We can't structure this data yet, so we have to show you all of it.
Okay.
Nice ones, though. Here's one I like. It's a new 4-foot cedar potting bench, planter gardening benches with upper shelf storage... $269 to $339. I guess that's. Let's see. Why is there a price range? Oh, a color and hardware. You can have different kinds of hardware. Looks nice looking.
Well, I want a nice one that has the stuff place for the dirt in it. You know, the inset where you put the dirt and all that stuff.
Yeah, I see that.
And then you won't be able to make fun of my secret garden.
Not only will I still be able to make fun of it, I can make fun of your potting bench as well.
Yeah, probably. You probably will.
Come on, you know that mocking builds character.
Yes.
Why do you think I'm so strong?
Sure. Okay.
What?
We have...
Oh, I like this one.
We have a contact us email. Which one do you like?
It's a metal one.
No, I don't want a metal one. It looks like a morgue table.
Well, think of the possibilities. You could... It's served dual purpose. You can use it for potting plants, and you can use it for getting rid of your next door neighbor.
Gosh. So
there's even a little place to hang the chainsaw right on the side.
Ed in Corning, New York. I wish he were here with us right now, but he didn't. He sent an email. He would have stuck up for me, I know. Ed Corning, New York, known as Ed's E-Threads, our buddy. He said, could you please go over the listing changes again that go into effect tomorrow?
Well,
Then he asked, is it the occasional free promotional offers that will no longer offer free fixed price listings? Does this affect the 500 free listing I get from my store every month?
So I want people with these questions to first go read the spring seller update. And it's easy to go to. If you go to the bottom of any page and click on the seller information center links, seller information center is on the bottom of any eBay page. When you get to Seller Center on the left-hand side, click Read Seller News, and you'll see the 2015 update, and you can read all of your answers. All your questions will be answered by just reading the update.
Okay, it's under Help and Contact down at the bottom of the page.
Help and Contact?
Yeah. On the bottom of my page, it is.
It's on the bottom of the page. Just look for, there's a bunch of links. One of them says Seller Information Center. That's the link you click.
Okay.
When you click it, click on Read Seller News, which is on the left-hand side, the last item in that column. And you'll see the 2015 update Read More link. Go read it. Don't guess.
And then give us a call if there's anything you don't understand.
Yeah, if there's a question that isn't answered there, call me.
We would appreciate that at 888.
I think one of those questions wasn't going to be there, though. A question about future promotions. So we talked about this in the past. We don't pre-announce announcements or promotions. So I can't tell you that they're never going to happen again, and I can't tell you that they will happen again, and I can't tell you when. We usually announce them the day before they're going to happen, and there's a reason. If we announced it 2 weeks before the day would happen, what do you think would happen with listing on eBay?
Oy vey.
It would come to a halt. So we make them, we announce any, and there's no rhyme or reason to them. People say, well, you had one last year on March 1st. Why didn't you have one this year? Because there's no, you cannot figure out when they're going to happen, if they're going to happen.
So it says here, starting May 1st, first bullet point is unlimited insertion fee credits for auction-style listings that end in a sale.
Yeah, and that's important. If your conversion rate is high, if you can get it higher, you'll save money. But if your conversion rate is low, it's going to cost you some money. The incentive here is to get you to sell these items, to price them in a way and present them in a way that they sell, not that they just sit there. Yeah, auction listings, we're saying.
Listing duration and feature fee updates. It says the 10-day duration on auction style listings will no longer have an added feature fee.
Yeah.
Sellers can maximize visibility and enjoy eBay's longest auction style duration.
There's a reason for that, too. And thank heavens they finally listened to me here, which is that, that if you have a 1, 3, 5, 7, or 10-day auction listing, most of the activity is going to happen in the last few moments, right?
Correct.
Some people put bids in. But the longer the auction is up, the more of a chance that it will grab other bidders. Think of it as an extended preview period. So if you're using a one-day auction, you may be missing out on, I don't think we have one day anymore, 3 or 5. I know those, maybe we do, but they're now, they charge for them. If you have it for 5, 7, or 10 days, that gives a lot more opportunity for other buyers who might have otherwise missed it to come and say, ooh, I'm going to have to bid on this. That's a good thing.
So the 10-day duration on auction-style listings will no longer have an added feature fee.
Right.
Sellers can maximize visibility and enjoy the longest auction-style duration. So Griff just told you why that's important. Makes a lot of sense. So don't think of 9 days that are going to be wasted. They're not. More people can view them. Sellers who choose 1 or 3 day auction style listing durations, oh, they still have the 1 day.
Yeah.
Will be charged a $1 special duration feature fee per listing. And charging this fee, eBay hopes they're going to help discourage the use of those shorter durations where they are least successful.
Right.
And those
fees aren't refundable, even if the listing sells. That dollar fee is not refundable.
Correct.
Your insertion fee, which the listing duration fee is in addition to the insertion fee. Your insertion fee is returned to you for an item, an auction item that sells.
Now, the feature fee for reserve price. Do you ever use reserve price?
No, never.
The feature fee for reserve price will increase to the greater of $3 or 2% of the reserve price, minimum price that must be met for your item to sell. They have a cap of $100 on that. So you should consider using fixed price with a best offer option if you know the market value of your item, but you may be willing to accept a lower price. So that just makes sense.
And that'll be an ongoing discussion because there's no hard and fast rule about which one to use. There's data that shows, for any given particular item, which one may be better, either by just edging out one of the other formats. In some cases, maybe even a bigger difference. But research will help. It always does. And if you know the value of an item and it's not a rare item, it's probably better just to put it up at an attractive buy it now price or a buy it now price with best offer. If you have an item where you just want to get rid of it and you don't know the market value and it seems to be pretty rare, then putting it up at an auction with a attractive low opening or starting bid might be the best way to go.
Another bullet point is adjustments to monthly allotment and insertion fees. Mm-hmm. To complement the unlimited insertion fee credits on auction style listings that end in a sale, eBay is adjusting the monthly allotments of free listings. Zero insertion fees for all sellers.
Oh.
All media category items listed in the fixed price format will now have the same insertion fee as other category listings. Okay. All media category items listed in the fixed price format will now have the same insertion fees as the other categories. And for sellers with eBay store subscriptions, the monthly allotment of free listings will now be dedicated to fixed price listings. And for listings in collectibles categories, sellers will receive 100 additional free auction style listings per month. I hope that helps you a little bit there, Ed. Wendell in Los Angeles, California, known on eBay as Wild Shrooms. Hey, Wendell, what's your question or comment?
Hey, Lee. Hey, Griff. Hey. I called a couple of months ago regarding some photographs that would drop off, you know, after I listed an item. And, you know, I went ahead and emailed Griff with screen captures. I don't think I heard back, but I just went ahead and, you know, did the daily and, you know, keep listing. And I've noticed that when I relist an item and all the photographs are there, and then I double check to make sure that it was listed properly, and then 24 to 48 hours later, half of the photographs drop off. Is this common? I've called eBay customer service. They said that if you relist an item, that photographs are going to drop off. Is that correct?
No. Stay on the line for a minute. We need to dig for some more information here, I think. This segment was brought to you by Hadesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Up next, our last segment of today's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 317.
Your eBay store subscription gives you access to powerful marketing tools. Carolyn C.J. Jacinto is an eBay education specialist and certified business consultant and is known on eBay as top-rated seller XOXmas. Her favorite tool?
Markdown Manager. It takes just a few moments to use, and it allows me to put items on sale. People love to get stuff on sale. So if you were going to mark something down anyway because you felt that you needed to move it faster and so you were going to mark it down, they don't get the benefit of seeing the price that it used to be unless you use Markdown Manager.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email, using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This final segment is brought to you by TerraPeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We're on the line with Wendell from Los Angeles, user ID Wild Shrooms, and he's talking about missing pictures. So I would need more detail, and then I would have to forward it on. But no, it's not common.
My question for you, Griffin, this is what I was trying to figure out with a customer service rep, is when a listing has photographs attached to it, are those photos like hosted within eBay, or are they hosted on my computer, so that if I move the file, because I have a listed folder and then I move it from the desktop to my listed folders, does that affect the connection and the links to the photographs?
No, if you're using eBay's picture hosting, which I assume you are.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, those images live on eBay, not on your computer, once they're uploaded.
Yeah, and I do have a premium store, and I'm a top-rated seller. So I've been spending the past couple of days just fixing photographs rather than, moving ahead with listings, especially at the end of the month. So I will go ahead and, send you the screen captures like I did before, and I'm hoping we can, at least get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And it's not browser-dependent, correct? It's not like, if I'm using Chrome or Safari, it should not matter, how I'm listing or relisting.
As far as the photos being hosted with eBay?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. No, and I'm looking at you.
Okay.
Let me take a quick look. I'm scrolling through your listings now. I don't see any missing pictures. Where were they missing?
They're missing because, if you see a T-shirt that's not the front, there's a certain look that I'm trying to put on. And, the first image is always like the full shirt or the full imprint. And then there's somewhere, the headline photo is the tag, or the headline photo is, the ruler showing the measurements. And those are like pretty much like, red flags for me. It's like, okay, something happened with the images, where I would normally have, 8 to 10 photographs per listing. There's only like 3 to 4 this time.
Oh.
And I'll go ahead and I'll show you. I'll send a link to which ones were affected. And, I hope that, that it's something on my end that I'm doing wrong, because it's been going on for the past couple of months, and, it's a little frustrating, to say the least. And,
all right, we'll send it in to Griff. We appreciate your call. Go ahead.
With item numbers of current examples where this issue is taking place.
Yes, sir.
And okay. Wendell, more importantly, don't hang up. So why are you called Wild Shrooms?
Wild Shrooms was a pizza. I started in 1999 at the tender age of 22, and my girlfriend at the time was working for a pizza place, and Wild Shrooms was my favorite pizza because it was a pizza with 6 different mushrooms.
Oh.
And it had shiitake, maitake, portobello, all sorts of favorite pizza. And I built up almost 1,000 positive feedbacks, and I did not want to change my name, so when I decided to have a store, I became Fun Guy Finds. So, there's some equity for me to have kept my name since November of 1999.
Which is why we talk about branding all the time.
That's true.
Thank you, Wendell.
And I think, yes, ma'am. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. We appreciate hearing from you again. Thought maybe it was something from the 70s or something. I don't know. Hey, before I do the event thing, I want to mention again about Coach Jack. If you'd like to have your store or listings considered for review by Coach Jack on Tuesday or at any time, send email now to coachjack@ebay.com. Please give him your seller ID plus any details about your account that you want him to know, and he'll review his first seller this coming Tuesday, May 5th, right here on this show. So don't delay. He's Jack Dalton, eBay Senior Analyst for Pricing, and he's going to look behind the scenes at the back end of your eBay store listings, and he's going to suggest ways to tweak your selling strategies so that you save money on fees and hopefully increase your views and conversions.
Yeah, that would be
very important.
Helpful, yeah.
So, Griff, tonight, the Sydney, Australia, what time is it in Australia right now? Because it's going to be Australia time Thursday, April 30th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. tonight. And it's the Sydney eBay Sellers Group Meetup Photography Tips and Tricks.
Well, right now it's 5:49 a.m. in Australia.
On April 30th?
Well,
Or is it May 1st?
No, right now it's...
It's April 30th, so it's...
Okay. No, it's May 1st. It's Friday, May 1st. It's 5:49 in the morning.
Ah.
In Canabea.
So this has already happened.
Probably.
Yeah, we have to figure that out. Now that people are sending us in events, we're excited to be getting events from other countries, for heaven's sakes.
We are. We're so excited we can't get the time right. Just think of it as being, it's always 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 hours ahead. Look
okay.
at it that way.
We'll figure it out. Also, on Saturday, which is kind of unusual, how to get started and become successful selling on eBay. Mm-hmm. It's a new eBay sellers group. And it's Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., Saturday, May 5th. That's day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
How to get started and become successful. And it is from Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Let me see if I can find out more information for you on that. See, if you don't tell me where it's... Oh, here it is. The location is Appliance Repair Guy. 4251 Derrick Way, Sarasota, Florida. So that's Appliance Repair Guy, 4251 Derrick Way, Sarasota, Florida. Come and discuss your selling issues with eBay sellers.
Yeah. Well, this is fun. We'll see you. This segment was brought to you by TerraPeak. We'll be live again on Tuesday, May 5th at 11 a.m. So check us out then. At eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more. All bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to BidOnFusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
It's the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio, and we're celebrating with a 3-day party and conference at Bally's in Las Vegas, June 16th through the 18th, 2015. You'll learn the most up-to-date information on social selling, product sourcing, best business practices, and more. Our goal is to improve your success on eBay and learn about the changes happening in e-commerce. Register now at the early bird rate of $175 for all 3 information-packed days. Join us at ervegas.com, and remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it. Okay, it's down to the wire at tax time, and if you're not done, you're probably losing sleep. Well, sleep peacefully tonight and wake up to GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. They automatically import last year's eBay and PayPal numbers, as well as those from most banks with online service. That way, you have all you need at tax time. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping populates all your numbers into a Schedule C. This will set you up for next year's taxes as you go, with estimated tax numbers and sales tax tracking, so you'll be prepared without any worries at all. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping offers a complete array of bookkeeping tools at a very reasonable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all is the peace of mind it brings. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping will make this year easier, so next year's taxes won't be such a pain. Visit Outright.com now and sleep peacefully tonight.